jewelry and money too. That ain't all, that ain't all I'm gonna do for you. Baby, bring it to me.
Bring your sweet loving, bring it all home to me.
There's one more thing. You know I try to treat you right.
From 105.5 FM.
Funny, a woman can come off so wild and free. Yet insist I don't watch her undress or watch her watch me. They stand by the bed and shiver as if she were cold, just to lie down beside me and touch me as if I were gold. One night of love don't make up for six nights alone. I'd rather have one than none, Lord, 'cause I'm a flesh and bone. Though sometimes it seems she ain't worth the trouble at all, she can be worth the world if somehow can touch her at all. Right or wrong, a woman can own any man. She can take him inside her and hold his soul in her hand. Leave him as weak and weary as a newborn child, fighting to get his first breath and open his eyes. One night of love don't make up for six nights alone. I'd rather have one than none, 'cause I'm flesh and bone. Though sometimes it seems ain't worth the trouble at all, she can be worth the world if somehow you can touch her at all.
Took a chance on him. He broke your heart and left you crying. You lost your will to love again. You ain't even trying. All you need is someone who will love you tenderly. Well, here I am, so take my hand and bet your heart on me. Bet your heart on me. Honey, you can be a winner. Forget about the last time out, you were just a beginner. But don't be afraid, 'cause you've got it made if you just let it be. So lay your love down one more time and bet your heart on. Why it hurts so much to lose it. But I've got something for the pain, so why don't you use it? Lucky stars are shining, shining so you can believe that my love is a sure thing, girl. So bet your heart on me. You can bet your heart. Got it made.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
I walked in the front door, turned the light on in the hall. Then I saw the post-it notes that she had stuck up on the wall. The first one said, I love you, but I can't live on love alone. The little yellow post-it notes were stuck up everywhere. One was on the microwave and one on the Frigidaire. It said, I cried all night, but you weren't there to watch the teardrops fall. But if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, if you do anything at all. Sometimes it takes a freight train coming, sometimes it takes a mountain to fall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, sometimes you gotta walk before you crawl. And if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Post-it note on her pillow said, the lonely nights were hell. The one on the mirror said, take a good look at yourself. And the one she put on the closet door said, I waited long enough for you to call. Well, if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you the writing on the wall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, if you do anything at all. And if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Maybe you can read the writing on the wall.
Hey, this is Cody Johnson on Country Legends 24/7.
105.5.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my own way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up got the radio up, sun is going down. I'll take a lift at the bank, and I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. I've missed all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
This is Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Pittsville High School. We have Central Wisconsin Conference South Division boys basketball action coming your way as Pittsville will be hosting the Port Edwards Blackhawks. My name is Mike Homer. I'll be bringing you the action, and thank you for listening here on 105.5 WIRI. Have a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, but hopefully going to work through and be able to bring you the action through the entirety of the game. Just about to start the introductions of tonight's starting rosters. So with that, we're just going to keep her here for a couple seconds as we will be taking the national anthem here momentarily. So tonight at the studio, Seth, thank you for everything you're doing and talk me through some of these issues that we hopefully will get fixed up before our next broadcast. So with that, we're going to be doing the national anthem. We're going to step out here for a couple minutes, and we'll be back here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny.
Welcome back here to the high school, to the Pittsville High School, the gymnasium, as we are moments away from bringing you Central Wisconsin Conference South Division boys basketball action between the Pittsville Panthers, and the Port Edwards Blackhawks. Again, my name is Mike Comer, going to be bringing the action tonight. Some technical difficulties that we will be working through. Hopefully everything will work that the way we want it to, as technology is not always my friend, but we'll get it figured out. We'll be doing the best we can for you, as always. Port Edwards starters, per usual, Brandon Beck, Eric Mock, Josh Tranel, Hayden Hewitt, and Logan Parker rounding out the field here for the Blackhawks. On the other side of the coin, Jake Hardiner will be starting for the Panthers, along with Logan Zickert, Derek Grossman, Ben Friday, and Dawson Luther, rounding out the starters for the Panthers. So a ball is in the air, and the tip is on the way, and the Blackhawks control it, as Port is wearing their away black jerseys with orange letters and numbers, and Pittsville in their home whites with purple numbers and letters and yellow trim. And there's your first point to the game as Hayden Hewitt scores from down low, 2-0 in favor of the Blackhawks. Quick steal goes away the Blackhawks, and there's another quick two as Josh Tranel comes up with it. Port employing a full court for man-to-man press as they might try to sneak in a couple traps in a corner if they are able to do so. 17:22 left to go in the first half, and Pittsfield with their very first strong possession as they turned it over on their first possession of the game. Hardiner with the ball, passing around, ball poked away from Luther as he recovers and passes back around the horn. Trap being employed by the Blackhawks, and there's your first whistle, first foul of the night. And that foul, I guess it's not a foul, it was actually stepped out of bounds. So anyways, inbounds, lose your play on, comes in, Pittsfield long, three attempt, no good, rebounded by the Blackhawks. Mock with the ball up top, two back. Beck had a heck of a night the other night, but they played Rochel. 22 in the first half. He matches the output by the Hornets that they had as Port rolled to a very large, comfortable victory. Beck with the ball, back on the left side, down to Hewitt. Double team, pass back out to Tranel. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Pulled back down, back outside to Beck on the left wing. Pass back top center, outside the arc, over to Mock, pass back to Beck. Beck, pass, skip pass down low to Hewitt, back out to Beck, and he thought about a three as he goes back to his right. Big three on the way for Tranel, a little too strong off the back iron. Pulled down by Hayden Hewitt as he wrestles the ball away. Rebound for the Blackhawks. Tranel down low, tries a shot, and there's a whistle, but it's for travel, so that's the first turnover of the night for the Blackhawks. Want to thank again Seth for his wonderful engineering work back at the studio tonight. As tough technical difficulties, I'm actually broadcasting this game on my phone, so hopefully the battery holds out and I don't lose circulation in my right hand, because that's the hand I'm using to hold it up to my ears. So first points of the night for Pittsfield, as I was talking, that one by Hardiner, and we got a whistle, and there's another turnover for the Blackhawks. Writing a couple of these names down, so I don't have to keep looking at my roster. Kind of a discombobulation to begin the game. And Pittsfield with the ball, back past midcourt. Ball to Luther. Luther pass over, cross, standing at the top of the formation is Grossman. Pittsfield really passing the ball around the perimeter. Port really kind of clogging things up down low. A three on the way by Pittsfield, and you can count it. Ben Friday, big three-pointer. And Pittsfield with their first lead of the night at 5-4. Three on the way for Port Edwards. Mock, no good, but there's a whistle blocked underneath. And it's going to be against Port Edwards, as that foul will be on as they bring it up. Hayden Hewitt, his first. Port's first. And here we go. Hopefully Port can get a stop, and they got one. Beck back with the ball. Hewitt pass down to Mock down low. Long pass back, and that's going to be an over and back, as I don't believe anyone touched it from Pittsfield, and that is a call. So Pitts, another turnover, three turnovers to this point for the Blackhawks. And it's Pittsfield with a 5-4 lead with 14:54 left to go in the first half. Pittsfield with the ball. Zickert and passes over to Grossman. Grossman driving to the basket, had it poked away, goes out of bounds, stays with Pittsfield. 5-4 lead, as I said, 14:44 to go before the halftime break. Slap of the ball of Hardiner, passed on in. Friday, back to Hardiner. Pass, shot, left corner by Luther, no good. Rebound, Pittsfield, shot up again. Loose ball, last touched by the Panthers, and Port Edwards gets the ball. Unless they are changing their mind on that, which, yes, they are. They motion the other way That's all right. So ball stays to Pittsville, inbound from Zickert over to Luther. Luther, pass, Grossman. Grossman with the down low, pass back out. Grossman with a three on the way, a little strong. Rebound, Tranel. Tranel, little quick paced offense here for the Blackhawks. Tranel goes to his left into the lane, throws up kind of a circus shot, and there's a whistle. Bounce off the glass, no good, but there's a foul on the shot. So that will be a foul coming up on Grossman. Pittsville's first. 10-2 will be coming to Josh Tranel. An effort to tie and even take the lead. And the first one is up and rattles in. You can count it. We got a tie ball game here at 5-5. As you listen to 105.5 WIRI out of beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. And the second one is up, and you can count that one too. Port Edwards takes a 6-5 lead, 14-10 to go in the first half. Pittsville still pressing, but they've backed out of it from a full court as the Panthers are on the attack here in the offensive end of the field, of the field house. Shot, three shot on the way by Zickert. No good. Pulled down by Parker. Port Edwards with the ball quickly up the other side, past the timeline. Hewitt with the ball in the right corner. Stops, picks up the struggle, back out to Beck. Beck to Tranel, fakes to his left, goes right, keeps, stops just inside the free throw line. No good. Hewitt with another one, over the shoulder shot. And there's another basket for the senior as he's got 4 points, and that's an 8-5 lead for Port Edwards. Another foul called, and that's going to be on Tranel, his first. Has a couple substitutions coming in for the Blackhawks, coached by Justin Beck. As Mock and Parker both take a seat. And in comes Tyler Martinson and Max Michaels. Martinson, a senior, accomplished football player. Michaels, a junior, another accomplished football player as well. Pittsville trying to get the ball down low, and they can't keep hold of the pass, and shoots out of bounds, and Port Edwards gets possession here. Coming up, 13-22, 8-5 lead, Pittsville. Tranel inbounds to Beck as Beck a slow jog up, stands on the head of the Panther, and now he's in the offensive zone. Hewitt pass to Tranel, Michaels back to Tranel. Tranel standing about the top of the tee there. Intercepted pass there by the Panthers, intercepted pass by Zickert. He comes away with it, but as he takes a little bit of a shuffle to step, I thought it was, I didn't necessarily see a travel. I just saw him lose possession of the ball, but nonetheless, Port Edwards keeps possession of the ball there. And three, thought about it for a three by Tranel, and passed over to Hewitt, who thought of a three, then back to Tranel. Tranel gets down low, ball is poked loose. Martinson with it, dishes back to Tranel on the left wing. Pass, Michaels, he thought about hitting Beck in the right corner this time, as he does, as Beck takes a couple steps back toward him. Tranel, back to Beck. Beck not getting too many open shots, as he was just lights out against Rochelle, as I said. Tranel thought about three, stopped, cuts right down the middle of the lane, and off the rim, no good. Pittsville with the rebound. Hardinger with the ball, and he gets it poked away, and the ball's poked away. It's still bouncing all loose. Beck with it, up the right side, quick stop, pop, jump, off the backboard to count it. And that's a 10-5 lead for the Blackhawks. 10-5 lead, 12-10 to go in the first half. Quick check of my phone battery, and we should be good for a little bit. As Pittsville keeps on the attack here, Zickert with it, back to Luther. Luther with the ball, back to Zickert. And Zickert backing things out, trying to reset that offense. Luther with a three-point range, three-point shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound for the Panthers. Hardinger goes down low, back on out to Friday. Friday back to Luther. Down low to the big man. Big man for Pittsville. You can count that one. Dalton Darr with the shot and the good basket. And Pittsville, or Port Edwards, calls a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. Keep listening to 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
We're back here, Port Edwards with the 10-7 lead, 11 and a half minutes, well, 11:28 to be exact, but 11:28 to go before the intermission with Port holding a 10-7 lead. Michael's the ball on the left side, goes back to his right. Carson Orheim comes into the game. Let's try and take a little bit of a break. Orheim, a very accomplished baseball player, very good pitcher. As he's back in there, Beck goes to the rack, and he goes up, and he's harmed. You know, good on the shot, but he's getting two. And that will be a foul coming up on the Panthers, number 12, which is Friday. Two shots coming to Brandon Beck, bend of the knees, shot is up. Count it. Just the second foul on Pittsville as Port has two as well. Bend of the knees, another shot. That one rattles out. Rebound comes to, actually, it's a held ball as it will stay. No, there's a foul on that. It looked like it was a jump ball. My apologies there. I thought that's how it was being called, and it wasn't. So either way, a foul comes up on Carson Orheim. I will quickly write down his name. 11-7 lead for Port Edwards. 11 minutes to go in the first half. Pittsville coming down the court. Dawson passed back out. Hardinger down low to Dar. Dar bounces off the rim, rolls off the rim. And either way, he's still getting two. That foul comes up on Port Edwards. That'll be their fourth. And that's coming up on 40, which is Logan Parker, his first. As I said, Port Edwards fourth of the first half. Dar free throw hits the front of the rim, bounces in. So he's got his third point. I'll get it there eventually. Number 25, Dalton Dar. Bend of the knees, spin of the ball, shot up. Bounces off the back iron, rolls out, no good. Rebound by Carson Orheim, 11-8, Pittsville lead, 10:45 to go in the first half. Mock, Tranel, Parker, and Beck, as well as Orheim in there. Mass substitutions back in, the starters for the most part for the Blackhawks. Tranel's been on the left side, between his legs, head on over to Brandon Beck. Beck down, Tranel, thought about getting low to Parker. Pass back out to Mock, off the back iron, rebound for Parker. The big man, 6'7", up off the glass, puts a shoulder down, and off the glass, and it is good. Parker's first points of the night, and it's a 13-8 lead for Port Edwards, 10 minutes to go. Pittsville with a ball on the right side. Box, pass underneath to Hardinger. Hardinger with it. Hardinger up and good. Another 2 points for Hardinger as it is now 13-10. Port Edwards lead, 9:49 to go in the first half. Beck passed down low to Mock. Mock goes into the lane, takes a step underhanded up off the glass. No good. Free ball there, right there, and going right out of bounds, and it is Pittsville ball. A couple substitutions coming in for the Panthers as Hardinger to inbound. Luther back to Hardinger. And that ball goes over to Grossman. Pittsville, a little bit of trouble getting over half court, but they eventually do. A nice little lob shot there by Dawson Luther, and he's got his first 2 points of the game. Luther, an accomplished football player, been watching him the last few years as Pittsville takes down the Assumption Royals on the gridiron. They had a very strong season this year. they usually do. Port Edwards ball down 9 minutes to go in the first half, just clinging to a 13-12 lead. Beck with it. He's getting constantly double-teamed. Tranel into lane, stop, pop from about the free line, and that is good. Tranel gets another 2 points. He's got six so far. 15-12 lead for Port. 8:45 to go in the first half. Pass down low. Hardiner pass got poked. And a last touch by Pittsville. Ford Edwards with the ball. 8:40 to go. As so far, so good. The phone battery's holding. Orheim comes out, and back in comes Hewitt. Double-checking my charger so I can plug in as quickly as I can as I need it. 15-12 lead for Pittsville, for Port Edwards, excuse me. Mock, two on the way, no good. Rebound, Parker. Hewitt with it, cuts into the lane, up, off the glass, underdoes it. No good, rebound, Parker underdoes it. Hewitt got back in there, touched the ball, but he is being whistled for not being totally inbounds when he finally got possession of the ball. So that's a turnover for Port Edwards, and Pittsville comes right back on the attack. Port lead, 15-12, with 8:15 to go in the first half. Luther with it, and he gets bumped as he goes to make a pass. That is a foul on Tranel. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Out goes Luther. In comes Zickert. And there's the inbounds pass. Grossman with the ball as he hands back to Zickert. Zickert goes to his left. Grossman with it. Comes back in, but he loses possession of the ball. Rolls out. And there's turnover for the Panthers. Port ball. Inbounds from Beck to Tranel. Under 8 minutes now to go in the first half. Tranel, the ball, top of the key. Over to Beck. Beck, way long three, bounces off the rim. Rebounded by Hewitt. Hewitt back down the paint. Back out. Tranel, rebound on the way. You can count it. There's a big three. First three of the night for the Blackhawks. And it's an 18-12 lead. 7:40 to go in the first half. Grossman with the ball to Zickert. And Zickert to Grossman. Law firm, as we can maybe assume, maybe in a few years here. Teammates at Pittsville High School. Zickert, three-bomb on the way, and that's a little long off the back iron. Rebound pulled in by Hewitt. Hewitt passed up to Mock. Mock back to Hewitt. Hewitt over to the left side. Tranel off, three-bomb on the way. A little long off the back iron. Rebound back. Beck stop, pop. You can count that one. Nice soft touch for Beck. And that's a 20-12 lead. Pittsville under 7 minutes to go. Or it fakes like they're going to challenge here in a little bit of a 2-3 zone as they are playing now. Kickball by Beck still stays the way of the Panthers. Couple substitutions coming in. Martinson and Michaels in for Mock and Beck. As still Martinson, Parker, Hewitt, Tranel, and Michaels. Inbounds, Luther with the ball. Luther over to Fox, Friday. Zickert with the ball, thought about three, comes inside. Little runner, up, no good. Rebound by Parker, and there's a foul over the back. Foul over the back on Zickert. Just the third foul of the game for Pittsville. 6:36 to go for the intermission. 20-12 lead for Port Edwards. Michaels with the ball on the right side, comes back out top of it for Tranel. Martinson down low, Hewitt to the left, then we're just jumping a bunch of skip passes. Michaels with it, down low to Martinson. Martinson can't quite get that pass from Michaels and bounces out of bounds, and Pittsville gets the ball. Hardiner to inbound over to Luther. Luther comes across the timeline over the Panther head at midcourt. Pass over to Zickert. Zickert on the left side. Stop. Pass back out to Luther. Pass on the other side. Friday. Friday down low to Hardiner. To Dar. Dar with the shot. He gets fouled on the shot by Hewitt. And there's going to be two coming the way for Dalton Dar. Star with the ball. Bend to the knees, spin the ball. Shot is up and gets good. He makes his first one of a two-shot foul. He counts that one. And bend to the knees, a couple dribbles, a spin of the ball. Shot is up. And you can count that one as well. 6:07 to go. 20-14, Port Edwards lead. Is back with the ball, moves to his left. Pittsville faking a trap. Down low, Martinson passed to Parker. And you can count that one. 6'7" is going to work all day on that, Avery. The Pittsville does have some size, but nothing that quite matches up with Parker. Luck. Luther with the ball, passed over to Zickert, back to Luther. Luther steps inside, ball is poked away, but gathered again by Hardiner, back to Luther as he resets the offense. Goes to his left, Zickert, pass down low to Dar, back to Luther. Thinking about a little high-low game, pass over to the far side. Shot up by Pittsville, no good, a bit of an air ball, or what you like could say is a long pass. Luther with a stop, pop, and it climbs down over the rim, and there's another two. 22-16, Port lead. 5:10 to go in the first half. Michaels with the ball, pass low to Martinson. Michaels with it, figuring out where he wants to go. A skip pass across the back, and there's a foul underneath, and it's going to be going against, I believe, Logan Parker underneath. There was a little bit of push and shove and a little bit too much for the officials liking, as there's a turnover and Pittsville ball. I will agree with the officials on that one. Things are getting a little physical down there. And not a situation where Olivia Newton-John would be singing about in her hit from back in the day. There's a little bit of a music trivia for you on a country station. But there you have it. Either way, Pittsville ball over to Luther. Three bomb on the way for Luther. Bounces off the rim. Orheim rebound. Orheim brings up the middle of the court. Beck on the left side. Beck fakes a three. Back over to his right. Back to Orheim. Mock in the corner. Thought about a three. Really trying to open up that Pittsville defense down low with these stutter step fake threes. As Port holds a 22-16 lead. 4:19 to go. Down low, it's Mock passed out to Orheim. Three bomb on the way for Beck. Off the front of the rim, no good. Parker with the rebound. He puts it up, and he's fouled, and he's going to the line for two. Foul coming up. Let's see if it's on 12, I believe, 12 or 13. On there, it'll be 12 for the Panthers. That'll be Friday. That's his second. Pittsville fourth of the first half. It's Parker going to the line. Bend of the knees, shot is up. Rolls out. It was about halfway down and caught the rim and spun around and back out she goes. 4:10, as I said, to go before halftime. First shot attempt for Parker, no good. Bends the knee, shots up. A little long this time off the back iron. Neither shot is good. Pittsville rebound. Hardiner with the ball, over to Zickert. Over to Luther on the left side. Comes to his right, back to Zickert. Far left side to Grossman. Grossman trying to figure out exactly where he wants to go with it. Gets it down low to Hardiner. Hardiner, nice little teardrop jumper there. No good. Rebound to Hewitt. Hewitt for the Blackhawks. Hewitt comes up past midcourt, stops, gets it to Tranel on the right side as Tranel goes to right about the top of the wheel and passed over to Beck. Corner to Huey. Huey, that's what his teammates call him. Huey. As ball's back to Tranel, resetting the offense. Beck pass down low to Hewitt. Ball's being wrestled over. Hewitt keeps it. Passed out to Mock on the left side. Tranel jab step in. Cuts to his right. Gets in the lane. Off the board. A little too strong. Rebound by Pittsville as there's a last touch by Parker as he was falling out of bounds. So it's Pittsville ball, 22-16 lead, Port Edwards lead, 3:10 to go in the first half. Hardiner inbound to Zickert, over to Luther as he's crossing the center line here at the gymnasium in the booming metropolis of Pittsville. Always a fun place to visit. I got a few friends over this way. It's good to see them when I get in town. It's Luther with the three shots, airballs it over. Rebound caught by Hewitt. Yeah. Very opportunistically throws it back into play. Bounces off the leg of one of the Panthers and rolls out of bounds. So last touch by Pittsville as Chase Baumgart comes into the game. And he inbounds to Tranel as Tranel begins to cross the timeline. 22-16, Fort Edwards lead, 2:45 to go in the first half. Beck, three-bomb on the way, and it's a little off the mark. Rebound comes down to Pittsville, and Zickert comes up, breaks the timeline himself as he goes to his left, stops into the paint, down to Dar, quick cutter into Hardiner. He stops, pivots, kicks it back out. Zickert to Grossman. Grossman goes right back to his left. A stop, runner, stop, pop by Zickert, rebound Hewitt. Port coming the other way. Tranel up the left side. Stans goes to his right. Mock thought about a three. He kept going, and that thought, that's going to be a travel every time. There's another turnover for Fort Edwards. And Pittsville ball, 22-16 lead. Fort Edwards leading with 2:09 to go in the first half. So check my phone battery and should make it through the first half. Throw it on a charger and don't touch it the rest of the until we start in the second half. Hardiner kicks the ball back to Zickert. Zickert approaches the baseline. He's going to get trapped. Pass back out to Hardiner. Hardiner off the mark three. Rebound by Grossman. Grossman over to Luther. Luther coming around the baseline. Rebound on the lay by Zickert. And he counts that one too. Nice shot for the young man from Pittsville. That's his first points of the game, and it's a 22-19 game. Port Edwards lead, about a minute 40 seconds left. And there's another Port Edwards turnover. Really, really dragging that pivot foot tonight in a couple of different instances. And Pittsville taking advantage of it, as they should, as this is a pretty close game so far. No one's really had a big lead at any point. Port has held up the largest lead of all, but either way, Pittsville coming to play and staying in the game. Luther with a three bomb on the way, no good. Rebound, another three on the way by Hardiner, no good. Last touch by Pittsville. Port Edwards gets the ball. 1:16 left to go in the first half. Blackhawks holding a 22-19 lead. And in comes Beck. Beck maybe thinking about holding onto the ball for one shot here as we approach 1 minute. Might be. Maybe a little too relaxed if you hold it for that long, but 1 minute left to go, under a minute, I should say. Beck with the ball, going to his right. Coach Justin Beck yelling orders as Orheim goes down towards the baseline, and he stops, passes back to Tranel. Tranel down low to Parker, off the glass, count it. Logan Parker, third basket of the night. The young man's got six. Fort Edwards, 24-19 lead, just about 30 seconds to go in the first half. Pass, Zickert inside the three-line pass over Grossman, airballed it in. Pass thrown back in, and that's a heads-up play by the Panthers as it was touched by Orheim. He couldn't get a clean handle of it. Dar actually gets possession of it. Orheim still went for the ball, and he fouled him. He fouled Dar, and Dar is going to the line for a 1-1 with 23.1 seconds left. Port, 8 fouls so far. Waiting for them to put the number up there. The foul on Port, but Dar, either way, going to the line. He's got the first one up. Too strong, off the back iron, gets his own rebound. Shots up, under, shoots it. Could have been a foul on that. Port, ball up the other end. Parker gets the rebound off a missed shot by Beck. There's another two for Parker. 9 seconds go, 26-19. Luther with the ball, pass half court. 5-4, poke ball. 3-2-1. And there is going to be right around 1 second for Port Edwards to try to get a buzzer-beaten shot here. That's going to be kind of a bang-bang play, so to speak, if they are able to execute this. 1.1 left on the clock. Orheim pass over to Beck. Beck takes a dribble, shoots on his way. Just a little bit to the left. No good. And there's your first half from Pittsville, where Port Edwards leads 26-19. Going to add up a couple numbers here. Going to send things back to Seth back at the studio, working his magic as always. And we will be back here in a little bit. Here, keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warnings continue into Saturday. Patchy freezing drizzle and flurries tonight, a low in the upper teens. Then snow showers Friday into Saturday, heavy at times, accumulations 8 to 12 inches. Strong wind gusts above 30 miles an hour will create blowing snow. Currently it's 26.
It is halftime here at Pittsville High School, where the Port Edwards basketball team, the boys basketball team, holds a 26-19 advantage over the Panthers. Just got done watching a very entertaining halftime show of the Pittsville dance team doing a performance to the song Respect. So that was a very, very entertaining and exciting performance there. I'd like to see these different clubs here in the school, whether it's dance team or the pep band or whatever, coming through. As Pittsville will be introducing their middle school and elementary school boys basketball athletes, this is the future of the